It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
How are you doing, buddy?
Not bad. Old Hankaroo.
Yep. Yeah. Big news. How was your weekend?
I was kind of calm and cool and collective. I didn't have much to do. I didn't have a Saturday night show to do. And then we got rained out yesterday for home talent. So I thought I'd be busier than I was.
So.
But the weekend started great with Walk with Grace. The initial total after Friday, 372,000 plus.
Wow.
Just amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
It was fun to see a lot of people out there. I thought our turnout was pretty good. I thought maybe the heat and humidity would keep a few people away, but I thought the attendance was good. And we even had people dance into our music.
Really?
So, yeah, that was probably a first. We had people out there dancing instead of walking, so that was fun.
You can't beat that.
No. Yeah,
that's awesome.
So that was a good way to start the weekend, but otherwise, kind of blah. With the Packers game.
What game?
I thought of my old coach, Dan Rice, one of my good friends. He came into the locker room one time and he said, "Guys, you need to go out and apologize to your parents for having to pay money to see this." That's what the Packers say. "We apologize. You had to pay money to see this."
I mean, where do they get some of these guys at?
Well, it just proves that the other team has better depth than the Packers do.
Oh my gosh. So, what depth?
Well, that's what I mean. They play a lot of secondary. And you and I both agree that the preseason is worthless. But people will argue, well, that's how you see they knew who the players are.
They already know. But I did like that running back in the fourth quarter from North Dakota State.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you'd call garbage time, though.
Yeah, but,
he looked all
right. He had a nice burst a couple of them.
Yeah. Oh, well, not to be Debbie Downer and Mr. Negative.
We call it Joanne Downer.
Joanne Downer. Not Debbie Downer. Joanne Downer.
Joanne Downer.
Yeah, what do you do, Hank?
What do you do, buddy? Do you find any good jokes? I got great news.
No, I didn't find any good jokes. Did you?
I have good news and bad news.
Oh.
The good news is some of my moles died because of the water.
Oh, you think so?
The my back hole, I don't, where I live.
Oh.
It was all flooded. I mean, flooded up into my yard.
Wow, I'm surprised you didn't snorkel down and try to save some of them.
No, the good news is, the ones that got away made more tunnels in my yard.
Well, it's good digging. It's a lot softer now.
Not funny, Phil. The battle continues.
You should make a podcast out of that. You should have because you're kind of like the Elmer Fudd type trying to hunt those Wascoey moles.
I'll tell you what, they're more than Wascoey. I've set traps. I've smoked them. I've used chewing gum. I use mothballs. I use poison peanuts.
Huh. Maybe you should throw down some of your 230 recipes. Here you go. That don't kill them.
Nothing will.
Nothing will. No.
So, do you find any luck on jokes, buddy?
Not much. Tough sledding. I was making a playlist for a mixtape over the weekend, featuring Eminem, the Cranberries, and Peanuts. I called it Trail Mix.
And Chet's chuckle has started.
Yes, it has.
Well, anyway, hey, God says, "Woo! I just created a 24-hour period of alternating light and darkness on Earth."
Oh.
The angel goes, What are you going to do now?" God goes, "I'm going to call it a day."
There you go.
Yeah, call it a day.
Day and night.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not bad.
To start it.
Not bragging, but I made six figures last year.
Really?
Six figures, yeah.
They
named me the worst employer at the toy factory. what do you do, Hank?
You still have a job there?
Yeah, spare time. Yeah.
Don't tell me it was like building blocks.
No, it was. It was making the WRCO figurines.
Oh, okay.
Action those, figures.
Those are.
Can you imagine?
Could you imagine Phil Nee as an action figure?
You know, I could.
Yes, you could.
Absolutely.
What would be your action?
You know, I would have records under my arm, and I would throw them like a discus. Like, phew!
Or a mic in the other hand.
Yeah, mic in the mic drop.
Pew, yep.
You know.
Yep. That's definitely get some mic drops around
there.
I'll
tell you, you talk about a superhero. Oh, man.
Well, what do you think Debbie Joanne are going to be?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Or Downer Joanne.
Uh-huh.
So.
Wonder Women. Yep. Yeah.
Hey, an old farmer asked another one. Hey, he goes, was your farm hurt by the tornado last night? The other one goes, nope. I got a tool shed and 6 hogs, more than I had before.
Oh, yes. Chet's Chuckle on a Monday, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Well, Hank, I've been trying to work out. You know, working out is like a drug to me.
Oh, is it?
I don't do drugs.
So. Can stop that right now.
Yeah. Just say no, Hank. Yeah. Just say no.
One said that he had played college football. He was known as Touchdown Phil Nee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I go, right, one touch and he went down.
Yeah. You got that right.
Yes.
I learned my lesson early on.
Did you?
You know, in practice. Yeah, I remember as a big senior, you know, and of course you were the scout team, freshman or sophomore, and so he's coming out of the backfield, and I'm like, I'm going to tackle this guy, you know, wide open. And I go to tackle him high, you know, and then and left like skin from my shoulder all the way down to my ankle on the field. So you learn a little lesson after that. It's like, nope, going down easy this time.
I'm going down. And I'm...
Yeah. But I was also in the school play, so you got to act. Oh, yeah. You got to pretend like you're making the tackle then.
How'd that work out for you?
Not real well.
Okay. No. Let's see here.
Well, wake up. It is Monday.
Oh, I tell you. Take a pencil and paper, the teacher said, and write an essay with the title, If I Were a Millionaire.
Oh.
Everyone but Philip, who leaned back with arms folded, began to write furiously.
Oh.
What's the matter? The teacher asked. Why don't you begin? Philip responds, I'm waiting for my secretary.
Oh. You know, I had one. Yeah. 25 cents, 100 words.
Yes.
And it worked for a little while until they realized how good her penmanship was in mine. Stunk. They realized it wasn't my writing. So,
really?
Yeah, I got in a lot of trouble. So, I still had to pay her to write my sentences, and then still got in trouble. So,
why don't you have her write your sentences and you copy the sentences?
Why would I do that?
Because she would have been done with it. Did she do the homework for you?
No, she didn't do my homework. Oh. I hired her to write my sentences.
Oh, your sentences.
Yeah,
yes.
I will not talk out of turn in class, you know.
That never stuck.
500 times, and yeah.
That never stuck.
No, but I mean, I was offering a job, you know, I was contributing to, you know, the local economy.
Yeah.
You know, and
you're always thinking outside the box, aren't
but
you?
I said, why didn't you write with your left hand? Then they wouldn't have caught you. Oh, well, what do you do, Hank?
Well, what do you do? Psychiatrist to patients. you have nothing to worry about. Anyone who can pay my bills is certainly not a failure.
There you go. You're
not
a failure.
No.
Yeah, you know, I named my horse Mayo.
Mayo, really?
Yeah, I did. Mayonnaise.
Wow,
that's the best
I got.
Better, yeah. No, they're getting worse.
One winter morning, an employee explained why he showed up for work 45 minutes late.
Oh.
He goes, it was so slippery out there. For every step I took 2 steps backwards.
Oh, yeah.
The boss eyed him suspiciously. Oh, yeah. Then how'd you ever get here? I finally gave up and started for home.
Should have walked backwards. Right, yeah. Right. Was that the kicker?
No, that's not the kicker.
Okay, here. I'm going to get out of the way
here. No, but this is not the kicker either.
Here. Oh.
I was a tough childhood, Phil.
Yeah, I know it was.
I was a very unpopular child.
That's too bad.
I had two friends.
Two friends?
Yeah, and they're imaginary.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd only play with each other.
That's pretty bad. When your imaginary friends won't play with you.
Yeah. And they had, it was
really sad.
It was tough.
Yep.
Game of one-on-one. Did I ever get invited?
I know. Yeah, I had lots of imaginary friends. I don't know what that says about you, but I had like 10 of them. People are like, oh, yeah, do you remember your imaginary friends? I said, yeah, I had a lot of them, you know.
They're still here.
Now they'd probably put me on medicine, but what do you do, Hank?
Well, I think they have. All right, buddy, all right, so this is a football joke. All right. So here we go. Two fellows had been working together in other in heaven for several years.
Okay.
So they've been working down under.
Oh, down under?
Yeah, down under.
Okay.
Working together in...
That's hot work.
In hot work for several years. Shoveling coal to fires side by side.
Okay, yeah.
To their astonishment, they suddenly felt cold. They felt cold air.
Oh.
The air got colder and colder. It began to snow. And then the snow became a blizzard. The fires were extinguished by covering of the snow, and an icy blast of wind swept over everything. Brr, what's going on? The first fellow asked in amazement. Well, I'm just guessing, the other one said, shivering, but for something tells me the Bears have won the Super Bowl.
Get out the way.
Yeah, I'm...
As if I needed any other reason.
Can you play a nice song to June?
As if I needed another reason. It's always tough on a Monday, Hank.
Have a great day.
I've usually done something, you know, not...
Yes. Yeah. Everything okay?
It's my fault.
Are you in trouble again?
Oh, I don't know. We'll find out.
Well, aren't there a song that says, I'm in trouble again? Or maybe that's the one I've came up with.
Maybe you should write it.
Yeah. should I use some words like, Phil... Phil's in trouble.
Again. Yeah. Sounds like a country song.
It could be.
All right.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Have a great day.
Have
be
a good
kind.
One.